41. Here's Stafford. They're going to run it up the middle, and the Bears are out over. So no cutback lane for Reggie Bush that time.
ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook, brought to you by Tempur-Pedic.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. I'm Tom Thayer, and this is Thayer's Playbook on ChicagoBears.com. We're going to take a look at Stephen Pye and the effect he has in the interior running game. There's an abbreviation in the glossary of every playbook, and it's called POA, point of attack. If you find Stephen Pye, a lot of times you'll be finding the point of attack. And what that means is they're going to try to run the ball successfully to his right or to his left, and he's going to have to take on a double team block, sustain strength at the point of attack, so let the linebackers run free. Let's see what happens. We'll start this play. Stephen Pye. They're going to put the tight end in motion. Again, this is a play they ran successfully the first game. And at the start of this play, Reggie Bush is going to have a two-way option. Either right here, if this linebacker doesn't fill, or he can come all the way backside, depending upon how the backside defensive ends react. But again, it's because of the point of attack Stephen Pye wins that makes this defense successful. Stephen Pye, stalemate against two offensive linemen, never loses ground. As this offensive lineman leaves to get the linebacker, you see Reggie Bush changes course. But then you got Julius Peppers on the backside waiting. This tight end sees him, tries to stop him. Look at Stephen Pye. After this offensive lineman leaves for his linebacker responsibility, disengages with the center, slaps him to the side. Boom, 92 shows up. That right there is point of attack stopping by a defensive tackle. I'm going to move on in the game. Show you another effort by Stephen Pye. Again, a nice shot of the end zone here watching Stephen Pye. Remember, POA, point of attack. Stephen Pye right here has great positioning in between the two offensive linemen. Now, if they're going to fit together to get movement, they have to make sure they start together. But with the crowd noise, it should slow them up a little bit. Let's watch Stephen Pye and see if he reacts before the offensive lineman. Look at his reaction. Again, slap, disengage, arm under, running back. Point of attack, Stephen Pye. You can't do it any better than that. This puts uncertainty in the mind of an offensive lineman. Unsure, even though he's lined up to my inside, will he still slap and go outside? Will he burst upfield? Let's go one play further. Opposite shoulder, the center now. Before we saw him line up on the right-hand shoulder of Dominic Rioli, center. Here he is, left hand in between the gap of the offensive guard and offensive center. One back. This is first and 10. So again, it's a heavy run play. And let's put the play in motion. Watch Stephen Pye again. What does he do? Make sure that he initiates the attack. Never lose ground with his feet. Doesn't allow the offensive lineman to have any push continuously against him. And again, the pre-snap adjustment by Jonathan Bostic does not allow this offensive lineman to spend a lot of time on Stephen Pye on the double team. So he has to bump, initiate contact with Jonathan Bostic. Again, stay point of attack with Stephen Pye. Head outside shoulder to keep view of the running back. If he can see him, watch him. Slap, disengage, in position. Three point of attack runs there that Stephen Pye was able to stop, help his linebackers get in position, and sustain control on the line of scrimmage. This is going to be a key moving forward. If any one aspect is going to help the defense, it's going to be able to control the middle run game by Stephen Pye, Corey Wooten, the rest of his teammates. Look for this to be a developing situation in the future. Thanks for joining us here on Thayer's Playbook on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook, brought to you by Tempur-Pedic.